I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Come on, let's go for another edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Well, Jess, it's finally come to this.
It's come to us imitating Chris Anthony Lansdowne for our podcast opening?
That, and it's finally time for the Rydell Revelations Part 1 to premiere on the radio and online. The wait is finally just about over. Part 1 airs October 3rd.
And coming up on the podcast, we'll be talking with someone who has been waiting even longer for the Maury story to reach a climax, someone who has been part of nearly every Maury adventure.
We're talking about Christina Pacelli, voice of Emily Jones.
But before we get there, here's the latest news. Bring Your Bible to School Day is just around the corner. This year, it's October 1st, and though things may look a little different this time around, hundreds of thousands of students will share the hope and unchanging truth of the Bible with their peers at the beginning of October.
As part of that event, you can hear the entire episode, A Predicament of Biblical Proportions, right now on our website. It's normally club exclusive, but we've lifted the curtain on this story for a limited time to help promote Bring Your Bible to School Day. You'll also find the companion video documentary from the club, printable puzzles, and much more. It's all at adventuresinodyssey.com/bringyourbible.
And now, let's turn our attention to the Rydell Revelations and Christina Pacelli. She's voiced Emily for over a decade now, and recently, she and her character have become entangled in a complex story involving Maury Rydell.
Let's hear about continuing to develop the personality of Emily Jones, coming to the end of a chapter in the story, and maybe what's ahead for this character. Christina, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's hard to believe it's been almost 10 years since you've been on. Last time around, we talked about your background. So if listeners want to check that out, we do have a link on our website.
But today, we want to get right into talking about the latest episodes. Emily's been involved with two different kinds of stories. Of course, the one-off mysteries that resolve at the end of the episode, and then the longer story arcs like Green Ring Conspiracy. And the story of Maury is one that took really the most time to tell. So do you have a preference between the two types, the longer story arc, and does that require a different approach to your acting?
I don't have a preference. I do like the ones that are kind of like one and done because I like things clean and done, but mm-hmm. I do understand about the longer story arcs because it paints a large picture, and there's a lot of twists and turns, and I mean, I see the beauty in both of them. It's interesting because Matthew and Emily, they used to be able to be like a one and done, and they'd solve the mystery and it'd be done, but now this involves a much bigger story arc, and it's complex, and sometimes I have to read the scripts a couple of different times,
right?
And I'm like, wait a second, I may be in only a portion of the story, and then I have to read what's going on with the other characters, too, to try to figure out, wow, okay, where's this going? I like them both, but they're both different.
Yeah, I can understand because I know that you are like some of our actors who prefer to read the scripts ahead of time. Not everybody does, but I would guess that that's because you do like to wrap your mind around where you're headed. And with a long story arc, that can be difficult.
Exactly. Because with the Green Room Conspiracy, we got sent like six scripts, but it still wasn't the end of it.
Yeah, right.
So you're like, there's no resolution. I'm like, okay, where's this going to go? So it kind of kept it a mystery for all of us, as well as actors. So, in a way it made it, we're all questioning it as well because we don't know where this is going.
Have you ever had a situation where you've read something and you weren't quite sure it made sense to you and you wondered, I wonder if the fans are going to perceive it the same way, and maybe had a question to the writer or director once you got into the studio about the script?
I was like, wait, where are they going with this? And what are they doing with Emily? And I was actually a little bit worried for her.
Yeah.
Was that the escape room episode?
Yes. Yes, the escape room episode. Yes.
Ah, well, we love Emily, and we would never want anything to happen
to
her. Right. Now, Maury, on the other hand, he's a character wrapped in a mystery there. And I think his story arc started with Parker for President. So when you recorded that episode back in 2016, did the Odyssey team tell you anything about what was ahead for that storyline? Or maybe did you have any theories yourself?
No. Yeah. No, I had no idea. Maury is such an interesting character, and his sister Susie, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to get new people in town because you're like, oh, well, what's going on here? And even Buck is an interesting character, you know.
Yeah.
We know Jay is kind of smarmy, and Jay is Jay, and we have fun with that. But these are new people from out of town that have some mystery going on with them. So, yeah, it's fun just to find out as the writers create.
I recall the writer's meeting when Phil Lawler pitched the character of Maury, and he said, Emily is Odyssey's equivalent of Sherlock Holmes. And just as Holmes has a nemesis, an intellectual rival in Professor Moriarty, Emily needed somebody who could challenge her sleuthing skills. So Moriarty, Maury, we're pretty clever, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. I love that.
You know, we've heard from listeners who guess that the Odyssey actors are kind of spending all their time just doing new episodes. But, of course, that's not the case. You're doing a lot of other stuff. And even as a main character in Odyssey, you only get together with the Odyssey team maybe a few times a year. So can you talk about that relationship and what it's like to come back after not doing the show for a while with those breaks? And is it hard to get into the character of Emily again and just create that synergy and that relationship with the other characters?
You know what? No, it kind of feels like coming home. Mm. And it's like I've been on this show for a long time, and it's like, you know, to see familiar faces like Nathan and Chris and Phil and, you know, it's Kathy, it's just, it's kind of like coming home. And then with the actors, it's like, I feel like Emily has a special connection with Wit. And, you know, because there were early episodes where she had her parents on, and we haven't seen my parents in a long time, but I feel like there's such a bond between Emily and Wit that is very special. And I feel that when I come in just as an actor with Andre, like there's just a warmth there and a comfort there. And it's like a friendship or a relationship that doesn't need a lot of work. When you can be absent for 3 months and come back and just pick right up where you left off.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a good feeling. It's just a solid, lovely feeling. And it feels so supported.
It's really cool how her relationship with Mr. Whitaker has grown. How has she changed as a character over the last decade? And have you changed anything about the way you approach that character?
It's interesting because, like, in animation and in this radio show, you know, Emily hasn't really aged. I think she's around 12 years old. But she's grown and evolved in other ways. Like, I feel like, you know, she's still curious about the world. She still wants to find out mysteries. But I feel like she's not as, she doesn't jump in feet first. She tries to figure things out. She takes a step back instead of being so emotional all the time. I do feel like she's grown a lot. And I think it's also with the support of the town and Wit and, you know, and her parents behind the scenes. And her own growing, you know, I think absolutely she's grown.
Well, she's got some more growing that she's going to be doing because Emily and Matthew made quite a team, yet Matthew recently decided he's done with the whole Jones and Parker detective agency thing. How did you react when you read that?
Well, it was like, oh, well, who's my partner? Who, you know, is Emily going to go it alone? What's going to happen? And whether or not she has Matthew, who knows? Maybe she'll get another partner.
Yeah. And since we're talking about the Rydell revelations today, what was it about those episodes that maybe stood out from others that you've done?
Well, I think it's gotten a lot bigger than just Odyssey. It's like the entire world, and it's very mysterious. And also, it ties back to a lot of other episodes where Maury was involved, like the Parker for President, and so, I mean, there are little kernels in other episodes that are revealed in the Rydell revelations. you know, why certain things are certain ways and answers to certain little things.
Yeah, it was always fun to think that you had a self-contained episode and then find out it was part of a bigger story arc.
Exactly.
I've got a techie question. It's sort of a weird one, but this is the first Odyssey session where we use tablets instead of paper scripts. So what did you think of the change, and did using an iPad where you're scrolling silently through all these screens change the dynamic of the studio? And do you prefer the old paper scripts? You can tell me. Yeah.
I do like the old paper scripts only because I like to write notes on them.
Uh-huh.
And I'll underline certain words. And I do like the tablet because it's more streamlined. There's more paper noise. And you can, like, zoom in. So there are things that I like about both of them. So I don't know if that answers.
No, that's excellent. And books are transportive. They take us places, which leads us to our
TRQ.
The totally random question. And we do this with each podcast, Christina. We take a question from one of our fans and we share it with our cast and crew. And AmberJ850 asks, where's your favorite place to visit?
You know, I think I went down to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, and it was so peaceful and beautiful. I kind of, and the weather's perfect. And it was just, you just kind of forget all your troubles, you know?
Mm. And it, someplace you'd like to go back to someday.
Yeah. It's so nice to be able to slow down and experience just that warmth and peacefulness of the ocean. And we miss that in Colorado.
We do.
Yeah. And Christina, many of our listeners are just about to hear the Rydell revelation, so we don't want to give away anything for them, but we can say that this isn't the end of the story. In fact, you just recorded an episode in July that continues from where the Rydell revelations leave off. So can you give us like the world's vaguest preview?
Okay. I think I can tell you the name of the episode. It's called Let's Call the Whole Thing Off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Rydell Revelations is a book, but it's not quite finished. Like, there are other chapters to the story. And there are some characters that are going to be in these upcoming stories with Emily. And it's pretty exciting. And, it's a whole new direction.
There you go. That sufficiently vague for you, Jesse?
I want to listen. I can tell you that.
Well,
good. That's the point, right?
Christina, it is always great to see you out in California, and it has been a treat talking with you today. Let's not let another decade go by before we do this again, okay?
No, let's do this again. This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for your time and for those great revelations as well.
Oh, you bet. I hope I didn't reveal too much.
You can hear Christina as Emily in the Rydell Revelations Part 1, October 3rd on the radio and online.
Let's hear a preview.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey, Emily is on a mission.
It's time to reveal the truth about Maury Rydell once and for all.
The answers are out there.
Where are their parents?
Their father is in Japan. He works in U.S. Embassy there.
But will Emily find the truth in time?
Suzu, you don't have to be afraid.
I'm not afraid. I have to go.
Don't miss the Rydell Revelations next time on Adventures in Odyssey.
And if you can't wait, you can hear all three parts of the Rydell Revelations and the rest of the adventures in Album 69, Best Kept Secrets, in the club right now. The address is aioclub.org.
Or you can listen on October 3rd at adventuresinodyssey.com. That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
If you need anything from Focus, you can talk to someone in person at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. Hoping you join us again next time for the Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
What?
Well, remember from the beginning? It's Chris.
Oh, right.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through Witt's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
They're Vikings.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.